What would happen if the Czechs still had a monarch, or if the country's population was still one-third German? What would be different today if the 1948 communist coup had been defeated? These are some of the questions explored in a new Czech TV show entitled What If?, which looks at some of the turning points in modern Czech history. Rather than providing answers, however, the creators of the new program say they wanted to provoke viewers to look at some of the historical milestones from a different perspective. So in this edition of Czech History, Jan Richter talks to one of the authors of the new show, Eva Vojtová.
The idea of this series, What If?, was created as a school project during my studies of script writing and dramaturgy at the Janáček Academy of Music and Performing Arts in Brno. And the task was to make up a TV series about history. So I started to think about the alternative or contrafactual or virtual history. That means thinking about what could be different if something in the history would be different, when some historical events didn't happen, or when they had another different outcome from the reality. And it was offered to the Czech television Brno, and the dramaturg Dušan Mulíček wanted to do it and asked the director Petr Kerekes to work with us. He's well known for his films like Cooking History or 66 Seasons.
Now, how did you choose those turning points where, of course, the real history diverges, or the real history stops, and you begin to sort of speculate about what could have happened? What's the scope of the show?
We chose the events in the Czech or Czechoslovak history of the 20th century. We wanted to make interviews with contemporary witnesses and also to work with the living history, with events that have immediately influenced the life of today, which people can remember. So the first episode takes place in the 1918. It is What If We Had the King, if Czech land was kingdom. And the last one is in the 90s, and it has a lot of hyperbolic and humor. What if we had prohibition today?
How do you come up with those storylines? I suppose you're not a historian by profession, so what is the process like when you sort of deduce? What do you base these speculations on?
We collaborated with historians, with experts. So in every episode, there are interviews with experts from universities and so on, who says the facts and their opinion about it. And also, of course, we know the books to this topic, Czech books, also the foreign. But our alternative visions are absolutely different. So we didn't base on the interviews with the experts and so on. It can be different in one episode. For example, the episode about the dividing of Czechoslovakia. So what if Czechs fought the Slovaks? The historian Professor Rychlík refused such a war as impossible between Czech and Slovaks. But we show it in our film how it could be.
In one of the episodes, in the first one, in fact, one of your guests says that once you start making these alternative visions or alternative scenarios, you inevitably end up with a sort of a tree, because the possibilities multiply, because at each turning point, then you have several options which way to go. How did you pick among these? How did you get to where you're getting?
Yes, of course, there are always a lot of possibilities, and we had to choose one for our alternative scenarios, and it's also normal that the audience has also their own opinions and their own visions how it could be. But I think when we succeed in make people think about how it could be different, maybe to their own visions and their own scenarios, then we were successful.
If we could stop now for a while at some of the episodes that describe or talk about very sensitive moments in Czech history. For example, in one of them, you speculate about what would happen if the Sudeten or ethnic Germans had not been expelled from Czechoslovakia. What would happen, in your opinion? How would it affect Czech history after that?
I think it's more general. Everyone asks someone these questions, what would be if, also in historical events, also in their own life. And we think mostly it would be better. And it's also in the episode with about the explosion of Germans, also in the episode about the February 1948. I think in general people think it would be better if it would be different. But we wanted to show that it maybe wouldn't be that much better, that when Germans would stay in the Czech Republic, maybe their life also wouldn't be better during the communist era, or after 1948 there maybe wouldn't be democracy, but another totalitarian regime, like inspired by McCarthyism or something like that. So it's provoking, it's another point of view, and I think when a team makes such a provoking theme, has to expect also sensitive reactions, it's clear.
Well, it has provoked reactions in the press, and one of the points some of the reviewers noted is that the alternative scenarios are unrealistic. Was realism something you aspired to? Was realism important in coming up with these alternative visions?
I think it's the question what's realistic, because if we think about alternative scenarios which happen in the past, there's the question what's really realistic. So we have the experts there, we have the facts, we study the materials, but our alternative visions are free, are independent from the studies or from the experts. So I think it's the point of view. Maybe it can be unrealistic for someone, but I don't know which version would be really realistic.
What do you think makes people interested in this series? Do you think that viewers are interested in sort of thinking about what could have happened and perhaps what went wrong in reality?
I think that everyone asks sometimes this question, like either about his or her life or about the historical events. How, for example, how could be my life different if 1968 my family didn't go abroad into emigration or something like that. And for me as a scriptwriter, it was a big challenge. And the brainstormings with the director Petr Kerekes and the dramaturg Dušan Mulíček, it was always fun. So we didn't want to illustrate the opinion of the experts, of the historians. We wanted to make our own visions.
Well, some of these visions are related to very sensitive issues. For example, the communist takeover of 48 or the expulsion of Sudeten Germans, which is an issue that's still very much alive today for various reasons. Do you think Czechs are ready to sort of look at these points, look at these moments from a lighter perspective?
We know it's provoking and it's another point of view, but also as you said, the discussions in the internet or the reactions in the press, they show that it provoked the viewers or the audience to think about the alternatives. Maybe they disagree, but they are looking for their own vision of the alternative history, and I think this is important.
Do you think, Ms. Vojtová, the series as such says something about the Czech character, the Czech national character, if, of course, anything like that exists?
Of course, when we take this, as you said, sensitive topics and think about it, how it influenced the Czech or Czechoslovak history, of course, I think it says a lot about what we call national character. For example, the topic, what if we fought with Germans in 1938, it's one of the best known topics, and probably it could change a lot in the opinion of the Czech nation about itself.
Do you see any serious mistake that the Czech nation or Czechs make, any kind of seriously wrong turn that the nation took?
When we prepared this series, we didn't think about wrong or right. It wasn't like that when we thought about the alternative scenarios to bring the better version or something like that. I don't think in history you can say that it was wrong or it was right. It's always controversial.
Well, maybe you can, you know. Maybe, for example, you know, I think the clearest cut example is 1948. If the Czechs stood up, you know, if the democratic politicians didn't fall apart, maybe we wouldn't have had 40 years of communism. I mean, isn't that a mistake, for instance?
Yeah, so if you see it like that when 1948 there wouldn't be a totalitarian regime, then you are right. But for example, our opinion or our vision was again to provoke, to say maybe it wouldn't be better. Maybe there would be also a kind of totalitarian regime. So it was our question if there was the atmosphere in the society that there was something like the society wanted, or they wanted or needed some kind of totalitarian regime, or it was really a mistake. But that's the question, and we don't bring answers.
Sure.
But another questions.
Of course, it sounds like a lot of fun coming up with these stories. Did you enjoy working on the series? And what are your favorite episodes?
Yes, I liked it very much, and as I said, it was a big challenge for us as the team, and I would like to invite the audience to watch, for example, the episodes What If the Third World War broke up in the 60s that we shot in the bunker Vipustek in Moravia, or What If Moravia gained sovereignty in the early 90s, which I think is an interesting topic also for people who don't live in Moravia, or What If the Colorado Potato Bug won. It's probably the episode with the most of hyperbole about what if the propaganda of the 50s in the socialistic Czechoslovakia was right.
That was Eva Vojtová, one of the authors, the scriptwriter of the new show on Czech TV called What If, looking at alternative scenarios in modern Czech history. And that, of course, was brought to you by Jan Richter.